Imagine hundreds of hardcore geeks from around the world in one room, sitting at computers, ready, willing, and able to help solve your tech problems. This global brain trust does exist in cyberspace. It's a chat room for a tech-focused podcast network known as TWiT that is based in Northern California. WBGO's John Kalish reports.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Founder and chief TWiT Leo Laporte has an encyclopedic understanding of digital technology, but the denizens of the chat room that serves his podcasting network are no slouches themselves.
I always think of them as kind of the smart kids who are sitting in the back of the class throwing spitballs, but they're also the smartest kids. It's really nice to have a few hundred to 1,000 people who are pretty tech savvy.
Among the tech-savvy folks found in the TWiT chat room over the years are a geeky New York surgeon known as Dr. Mom, a lead programmer at Microsoft, and Laporte is convinced that there are federal law enforcement people on their off hours. The TWiT chat room began as an adjunct to a San Francisco radio show Leo Laporte was doing in the mid-1990s. Laporte is one of the pioneers of podcasting. He hosts several of TWiT's 20-plus podcasts and streams live video of the shows as they are recorded. Chatters watch the live stream and type away as they watch. Laporte still does a radio show that airs nationally. He takes calls from listeners who may be at their wits' end over a smartphone or streaming video service or cloud-based backup.
Natalie, Los Angeles.
Listen, I broke my screen on my Samsung S7.
Uh-oh.
This caller wanted advice on how to transfer data from her smartphone to her computer. The chat room came to the rescue.
Thank you. Uncle Bick in the chat room says, Samsung has software that you put on a Windows machine. Try it. Download that software. Connect the phone via a USB cable, the same cable you use for charging.
Okay.
Laporte's radio show is the tech guy, but he's clearly not solving these tech problems by himself. He thinks of the radio show as an old-fashioned user group. In the early days of computing, user groups were one of the few places people could turn for answers to their tech questions. The TWiT chat room can be accessed by a link on the podcast network's website, but tech-savvy users get in more directly using IRC software. IRC stands for Internet Relay Chat. Laporte says there's a reason that an ancient form of internet technology like IRC is still in use.
One of the reasons it lives on is because it's so simple and yet completely effective for the purpose it's intended for. A lot of open source projects use it to communicate. The hardcore geeks still know about and use IRC. And I think to some degree they celebrate the fact that it is little known. It's one of the dark alleys of the internet that normals have never heard of.
There are some unsavory characters in the TWiT chat room, which is hosted on the podcast network servers, but policed by a group of volunteer moderators around the world. Usually, there are a dozen moderators in the chat room to keep the conversation family-friendly. Former TWiT host Tom Merritt now has his own podcast, The Daily Tech News Show.
As with any community, you'll have bad actors and good actors, and you have to cultivate that carefully, or it can get out of control. There are trolls that are horrible people, and unfortunately, some of them directed their anger at TWiT at one point. This is something that is a problem on the internet widely, and sadly not a new problem.
Leo Laporte mentions the chat room regulars on the air, so after a while the names of Houdini 7, Beatmaster Osned, and Emily the Strange become recognizable by the TWiT audience. Keeping in mind the famous magazine cartoon that proclaimed, "On the internet, nobody knows you're a dog," we shall not assume we know Emily the Strange's gender.
Occasionally I'll get an email from somebody in the chat room and I won't know it's them until they say, oh, by the way, I'm a creamy corn cob in the chat room. And then I'll go, oh, you. I'll even meet these people occasionally in real life and it's kind of a disconnect. I go, oh, you're a sly ferret. Ah, yeah. happened the other day. They were in the studio audience for a couple of hours and finally mentioned, oh yeah, I'm Scooter X. And it was, oh, I know you.
Of course, everyone knows when Leo Laporte is in the chat room, he's the only one allowed to use the chat room handle, Leo. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.